Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. You are now tuned in with one third of our co-host team. I am Lakia. Max and Fonz will be back next week for our Extreme Rules prediction show. But of course, I have to hit you guys with the recap of the week. So we're going to be talking Raw, NXT, SmackDown, sprinkle in a little bit of AEW. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Starting off with Raw, two matches were confirmed for Extreme Rules happening October 8th. So the Raw Women's Championship will be Bianca Belair, the champ, versus Bayley in a ladder match. This could be a way for Bianca to lose the title without her being pinned and her not looking weak. And this could carry on that feud with Bayley down the line. Also, the whole damage control, if you've been following NXT with Toxic Attraction, Mandy Rose, and her associates, so to speak, how they've been the tag champs. Mandy has been the women's champ over on NXT for well over a year now. So Bayley could very well round out her trio with Io Sky and Dakota Kai currently holding the women's tag champs, and she could become Raw women's champ. I don't know how many champs at that point it'll be for Bayley, but coming off of a year-long injury and with Bianca having held this title since WrestleMania, this could be a time for her to win the belt and take damage control to another level. The other match that was confirmed was Edge versus Finn Balor. This was at the closing of the show. Riddle was going against Priest. Of course, Edge music hits as Riddle's getting beat down. He challenges Balor, and the stipulation for this match is going to be an I Quit match. Now, I mentioned a few episodes back where they kind of took out Edge with the whole chair, but it wasn't like him getting carried out in a stretcher or anything. With Edge not being a full-time superstar, this could very well be a way to write him off and to really solidify Judgment Day's force, so to speak, on the roster. Being that Judgment Day lost at Clash at the Castle when Edge teamed with Rey Mysterio, we know Dominic went over to Judgment Day. Judgment Day needs this win, and Edge being a non-full-time superstar, he can be riding off into the sunset, and we can see him pop back up around probably Royal Rumble, and he talked about retiring next year, so I could see us seeing a lot of Edge in the top half of next year and possibly having like a culminating retirement type of WrestleMania match, which would be dope to just end it like that. But he also talked about possibly retiring in Canada. Anyway, 2023 looks to be nearing its end for Edge's return, and the cherry on the top for his way that he wants to end his career, not due to injury. So I definitely could see Balor winning this match, and the stipulation is actually perfect, being that Edge is not a full-time superstar. We had another return. Candice LeRae returned and triumphantly pinned Doudrop. Candice LeRae, for those that don't know, is married to Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano returned in the month of September as well. They've both been faces. They've both been heels. Right now, Candice LeRae came back as a babyface. Johnny Gargano came back as a babyface, and he's doing something with Theory. He teamed with Owens and Theory on SmackDown against Alpha Academy. But it'll be interesting if they do get teamed back up or if they're going to keep them separate. Candice LeRae may seem like a weaker link, but if you've watched any of her matches, she's very well going to help the women's division as far as these mid-card title type of matches. Not to say that Candice can't get the big one, because there's a lot of people that you would not think would get the big one, and they did, such as superstars such as Nikki A.S.H., who ripped off her mask and could be going back to Nikki Cross, which I would very well appreciate. And also Liv Morgan, who's the current SmackDown Women's Champ. So just because you think they might not be able to do it, they can. So the mid-card is definitely something that needs to be developed, because there is no mid-card for the women's division. And that's something that I think should be highlighted and developed as we are in this whole new Triple H regime. To have a mid-card type of title, get rid of the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championship, just have a women's champ, have a mid-card title like how the men have both the Intercontinental and the U.S. Championship, and then have the women's tag titles. Then this way the women aren't always fighting for the big one. They can get the mid-card title, then get the big one, and then if they want to go back down to the tag team. I don't think, like, the thing with the titles is that, of course, the big one is being the world heavyweight or whatever, women's champ, men's champ, whatever you want to call it, is always the big one to get. But the mid-card title shouldn't be diminished, and it's time that the women get one, because it's stupid to have a Raw and SmackDown title when they keep jumping from show to show. So that is pretty much it for Raw that was worth mentioning. Moving on to NXT. Mandy Rose is still holding on to that women's championship, and Nikita Lyons versus Kayden Carter, who's one half of the current NXT women's tag champs. And the question that came up on Twitter was, should there be a change for the champs being pinned in non-title matches? Like, does it affect their reign as champion? Like, does it affect what you think of them if they're not dominating? Because when you have the title, it seems that you're dominating the division, you're in the lead. So it'll be, I don't know if Nikita Lyons, I think she's teaming with Zoe Stark at the moment. And then Kayden Carter is with, I know, formerly known as Katie Catanzaro. I keep forgetting the name that she's with now, but that is a good question to raise, whether or not that's going to affect anything, and if there's a different way to go about it. Gallus, storyline-wise, was suspended indefinitely following the Pub Rules tag team match against John Briggs and Brooks Jensen, in which Gallus assaulted WWE officials, leading to their arrest. We all know how this goes. This is all a work, very similar to Ronda Rousey when she was suspended indefinitely for putting her hands on officials. So Gallus, they are some rough, okay, rough boys. So we'll see how that pans out. And then Halloween Havoc is coming at the end of October, and the NXT North American Championship is going to be defended in a ladder match. So as more contenders are added, we will catch up on that. Moving on to SmackDown. Of course, we have to talk about the Bloodline. Honorary Uso, Sami Zayn, teamed with Solo Sikoa. I really cannot wait to see how this whole thing with the Bloodline pans out. There's different angles that I've been seeing, right? Like, is Solo destroying the Bloodline from the inside? Or is main event Jey Uso gonna snap and then end up turning on everybody? Or the Ultimate One? If and when Sami Zayn is going to be beat down. We kind of got some foreshadowing of that in last week's SmackDown when Roman was like, why are you wearing our shirt? Take our shirt off. But then he ended up giving Sami his own shirt. So Sami has to stick around for a little bit, because the Bloodline, even though they added Solo, you got to have some type of storyline going on, especially with Roman not being on every single episode of SmackDown. He is going to be on Raw when it's at Barclays Center, so that is good, but he's like holding both titles. We never see him on Raw. We didn't even see the Usos this week. So Sami is giving everybody else a little bit of a rest, and it's also pushing Solo, who just made it up to the main roster. So Sami and Solo headed to Raw because AJ Styles says something, because, you know, and with the Bloodline, if you run your mouth, it's like a run up and get done up type of situation. So Sami fought AJ Styles. Of course, there was some interference by Solo. Sami gets the pin. And then on SmackDown, they were in a two-way tag match. They were in a tag match versus Madcap and Ricochet, with Solo getting the pin over Madcap. We also saw Shotzi versus Bayley. Shotzi finally got her tank back. She's back to being a babyface. Bayley did win the match, which makes sense, because she's the number one contender. Bianca came out because Bayley was about to sandwich Shotzi in between the ladders. Bianca was about to hit Bayley with the KOD on the ladder, but Bayley ended up getting away. So we'll probably see something in that boil over going with the go home show for Extreme Rules, which will be this upcoming Raw on Monday. Max Dupri, we may be getting LA Knight back. I mentioned this before in another recap. We may finally be getting LA Knight back, because he's ditching the Maximum Male Models. And we heard that signature. Yeah, he's like, I tried this whole thing. And it's actually good how they did it, because it's like, how is he going to segue back into the LA Knight thing? Because he's so good on the Mac, he can cut a killer promo to fuse those two together. So he ended up punching, oh my God, I completely forgot his name. They changed their name so much, I completely forgot. He punched one of them in the face, and then he's like, this is stupid. Like, you're back here posing when you're supposed to be fighting for titles. Like, this is so dumb. And then he takes off the belt. He's like, I'm not sure this was ever for me. And then he hits the yeah at the end. So I could very well see us getting LA Knight back, which I want to see LA Knight versus like Kevin Owens on the mic. That would actually be very entertaining. So we'll see. We'll see. And that's it with the Max Male Models. I hope that's like the end of it though, because that's a true Vince creation and it's so corny and so cheesy and it's just not needed. Liv Morgan and Ronda Rousey finally brawl. I think the brawl should have been left for the go home show to Extreme Rules. Liv trying to stake her claim, like, I can be extreme. Like, Ronda, I know where you come from. I get it. I'm good off that. So that's pretty much what happened on the three shows. Oh, let's talk about AEW for a little bit. So Saraya, formerly known as Paige, cut a promo on AEW. I did not watch it live. I caught it on YouTube and it was a little rough. It was a little rough. She had a little ring rust on the mic. I thought it was kind of cringe to watch. I'm not even going to lie. It was a little cringe. Britt Baker, her going against Britt Baker on the mic, she's going to have to do something because Britt on the mic is phenomenal. So it'll be interesting when she's going to start fighting. She did mention she finally has a boss that listens to her. So I'm closely following when she's going to get back in the ring, because last I checked, she was not cleared to wrestle, but apparently she signed a lucrative deal. So she will be wrestling. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. So for Extreme Rules so far, we have all of the matches having stipulations. Thank heavens. And we'll have the SmackDown Women's Championship, Liv Morgan defending against Ronda Rousey in an Extreme Rules match. The Raw Women's Championship, the stipulation being a ladder match with the champ Bianca Belair versus Bayley. And then the non-title matches, there's going to be Seth Rollins and versus Matt Riddle in a fight pit match, Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a strap match, and then Edge versus Finn Balor in an I Quit match. And then the other thing that's been all over, I don't know what the hell is going on with this White Rabbit. I am trying to figure all the things out. There may have to be an episode dedicated just to the White Rabbit with all these clues. There is an inkling that Bray Wyatt is coming back, because who else will be doing all this mysterious stuff, leaving clues and QR codes and the lights dimming and throwing all the wrestlers off? Like, what in the world is going on? So the rumor is that White Rabbit is returning, appearing, debuting, whoever it is, at Extreme Rules. So we'll have to keep our eye on that. But that is it for this week. I would say that nothing major really happened. We're just rounding out the Extreme Rules pay-per-view match card, and then we will see in the prediction show who we choose. So we have a lot to look forward to in this last half of 2022 as WWE fans. There's Extreme Rules, then there is, of course, the Saudi Arabia show, Crown Jewel, and then Survivor Series War Games. Really, really excited for that one. But shout out to the Extreme Rules match card having stipulations, because I was looking at the match card from last year. I think there was one Extreme Rules match, and that was Roman versus Demon King Finn Balor. That was a weird match. But that is it for this recap. Be sure to tune in to our next episode, which will be our Extreme Rules prediction show. The gang will be back, Max and Fonz, to give their predictions. And of course, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.